This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. You'll notice this isn't Brandon Peoples speaking. This is Nick McNamara here behind the microphone. Brandon Peoples is off at an event. You probably heard him speaking earlier to Howard Schultz. He's out there following Howard Schultz at a tour he's doing.
And we want to remind our listeners that this is not a public scenario for Howard Schultz today. This is a private tour that he is going to be involved in today. So no public gathering in Manhattan with Howard Schultz.
Yeah, if that comes about, we'll let you know in the future. But that's where Brandon's at. And I'm here in studio. Also in studio with me are some folks from the Pottawatomie County area, from the school district. WAMIGO USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter, thanks for coming in studio.
Thanks, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning. And a bit of a change here. Typically, we'll have your counterpart from Rock Creek Schools, Kevin Logan, but instead we have from Westmoreland Elementary Principal Scott Harshberger. Scott, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning. And I think it would be great to start off talking to you a little bit since, you know, you're a new face here in the studio. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got started at Westmoreland.
Will do. WAMIGO native. My dad was a teacher administrator in WAMIGO district for several years, so grew up in the area. K-State grad, got on at Rock Creek in 96. As you recall, Rock Creek was built in 91, so I wasn't there for the initial growing pains, but got there in 96 and been there ever since. Former language arts teacher, baseball coach, worked up to the athletic director, vice principal, and just 2 years ago took the principal job at Westmoreland Elementary on the north end of the district.
And how's things been going there for you?
Great. Good challenge for me at the time. I love learning. I love new things and needed a new challenge at the time. So left the secondary world to enter the elementary world and have just thoroughly enjoyed it. Been a great learning experience. Things are going very well.
And your history with WAMIGO makes it interesting since we have someone here from WAMIGO. Does it help you be able to collaborate? And I know there's a lot of collaboration between the two districts. Does it help out with that?
Very much so. I love the growth that the relationship has made between the two schools, a very healthy rivalry, we like to call it, but oftentimes you'll see our kids meshing with Tim's kids and vice versa, and that's what it's all about.
And how's it been working with Scott over here, Tim?
Oh, Scott's fantastic. He does a great job. I miss seeing him at the ball game since he's not the AD anymore, but he's always a warm, welcome, friendly face, and Scott's a lot of fun, and people think a lot of him over at WAMIGO.
It's good to hear, and thanks for coming in studio.
Mm-hmm. There's probably some good stories about Scott as well, I'm sure.
There are some stories.
Are there? Okay. Maybe we'll have to touch on to those someday. Someday, for sure. But we have you here in studio. We'll talk about plenty of things going on at the district. And since you already got the spotlight, let's switch over to Tim here. There's multiple things coming up on the Board of Education agenda. Notably, I've noticed on the items for good, sort of recognitions, it seems like. The top two strike a chord with my heart. Former band kid, I see that there's recognitions for state band participants and state choir and honor choir participants, and that just seems like great recognition for a lot of hard work.
Yeah, every month if we have students that have had some type of accomplishment, some type of achievement, we try and recognize them at the board meeting, take the picture, post it on our website and on Facebook, just to let them know how much we appreciate their hard work. And we typically do this for band and choir students this time of the year when some of their things have taken place quite a bit earlier in the year, but we try and do it all at once. And we recognized several students for state band participant, for state choir and honor choir. And these are elementary all the way up through high school. So we tried to recognize everyone that took part in those things. And in most cases, they had to, achieve beat someone else out. You know, it was a competition. So yeah, we had a number of band and choir students there, as well as our instructors, Mr. Richmond, Mr. Horton couldn't be there, and Mrs. Hermish. But they do a great job, and we really appreciate all they do. We also recognized state science qualifiers. We host a state science competition every year. I think it's been going on for like 52, 53 years. It's a really big event, and the community really supports it. But we had several students qualify for the state competition as well. And then our three high school students that qualified, Christopher Hartley, Emma McKee, and Isabel Boudreaux, all brought home hardware. I believe they were first, second, and third place finishers in their events. And Dr. Sylvester, who coordinates all that, welcomed and, or excuse me, just congratulated them, and we showed our appreciation to them and all the others that qualified. And just to keep going, we have a 3-time state geography B qualifier as well that we recognized, Noah King. Noah is an eighth grader, and he's qualified for the state geography B all 3 years. As of Monday, we didn't have the results because I think that was just this past Saturday. Noah, that's pretty impressive to do that 3 years in a row.
Now, is that international geography?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. That makes it even harder.
Yeah.
Because I might be able to pull off the states.
Yeah.
The whole world, that's questionable.
Yeah. I've sat in on one of the, the in-school competitions, and I couldn't get any of them right.
harkens back to, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah.
Your student's just making you feel bad. Good stuff.
Yeah.
At least they're doing well. If they're doing well to make me feel bad, I appreciate it. Good for them.
Yeah.
And a good transition, talking about recognition. At Westmoreland Elementary, every month you do sort of you highlight a character trait. And this month, April, is about initiative. First of all, maybe this started before you got there, but could you talk a little bit about the sort of character highlight as well as initiative for this month?
Absolutely. We are blessed, I guess, with our small numbers. We're just 160 kids, so we can still fit all the kids into one room. And a lot of schools can't do that. But we take every Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock, we gather the entire staff, the entire student body, and we go over character traits. We use that as our social-emotional tool. This month it happens to be initiative. So, yeah, we are design lessons to touch on that. We encourage kids to use that character trait throughout the day, throughout their week. And it's been a great format for us to touch on those character traits each month.
And both of you, here's a good question. It might be a bit of a thinker. If you could tell a student one way to take the initiative today or just throughout the rest of the week, how would you do it?
Make someone else smile.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Agree. Help another student. Help a teacher out. If you're out on the playground, do something to make a child's day and make a friend.
All right. And I think it's about time for our first break of the morning. When we come back, we'll continue here with WAMIGO Superintendent Tim Winter and Westmoreland Elementary Principal Scott Harshberger. Stay tuned. You're listening to InFocus here on News Radio KMAN.